Good morning. Today is Friday, and what a week it's been, the 20th of March. Joining us this morning is Karen Diemer from the city of Arcata. Somebody had a really great quote yesterday. It was like, Monday was the week, and now we're just having additional weeks this week.
I think that it's is like very a month. Apropos.
This has almost been like a month for the,
It does feel like a month week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, are you ready to top it off with yet another victory?
Seems like we've had a good one for the week, so let's set the expectation low.
Well, I'm not even going to use ordeal just because it's kind of the wrong time right now. How about Ouija board?
Ouija board.
Yeah, that's one I would normally have skipped over, but...
but thanks for bringing it up this morning.
Yeah.
Where did Ouija board come from?
Yeah. Ouija means yes, yes. The name is composed, is a compound of the French oui and the German ja, and no doubt is derived from the fact that Ouija board agrees with its operators. It's a mechanical yes man.
If we only had that.
Well, I hope that's the case, and it's not what, you know, portholes for all kinds of goofiness. Yeah. Oh. Gee. Yeah. So, from your perspective as Arcata, the formalization yesterday by the governor and then by the health officer, and I guess Billy was there as okie-doking it, any functional changes from what was earlier this week?
I think from city operations, the functional changes as we really start to wind down into looking at what are really basic core services and making sure that we can, as staffing levels decrease, that we can maintain those real, what we call continuity of government, good bureaucratic term, but how do we keep those basic operations going? So, you know, unlike... a lot of folks in any emergency situation, the role of local government is typically different than sort of everybody else around them. So our staff are still reporting to work. Our water and sewer system will continue to operate, especially as people isolate further into their homes, the idea of making sure that we have good, clean, you know, water and sewer and basic emergency services with our police department and first responders is still critical. We will still be providing some base levels of, you know, maintenance and checking on hazards. All of the orders, the governors and the counties still allow us. And, of course, the value of living on the North Coast is that we have way more than 6 square feet of open space for every resident. So we have a really great environment to still be able to get out, to walk, to hike, to enjoy the seemingly endless summer winter that we're having here in Humboldt. In a safe manner.
Yeah, being in the metropolitan area would be, I think it would be a little surreal.
I think so, too.
And how, just to, and maybe we could, I don't know, there must be somebody that just, like, has a camera somewhere and just look, you know, what's Market Street like today?
Right.
Is it kind of normal, semi-normal?
Not normal at all.
Not normal at all.
Answer,
ghost town?
Yeah.
You know, after the neutron bomb?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the various degrees. I heard something over the, I think it was Tuesday, about... down on the waterfront, Fisherman's Wharf area, that there was
just no one.
Yeah, but it was, but the businesses were still open.
Yeah,
but nobody was there.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I mean that would make sense.
Yeah, the economic devastation of this is, you know, probably my largest concern at this point. Of course, that all shifts once we start getting positive COVID results in Humboldt County. But right now, you know, what we're seeing is really. Just devastation across the board in terms of our restaurant and retail industries. And, you know, kudos out to, you know, North Coast Small Business Development Council, the SBDC website has excellent resources. They're coming together with what we call REDEC, you know, our JPA on economic development in the county and the cities in the county coming together. They are putting together small business loan programs to try to get people through this period. And looking for ways that cities can continue to support that. Many of Arcata's restaurants are still trying to do takeout food as allowed for under the orders. So we're looking at just ways that, you know, they can reserve a couple of parking spaces in front of their business for those takeouts with reminders.
Do you have to rezone the parking?
We don't have to rezone it, but if businesses can just put up signs right in front of their business that says, you know, please reserve this for takeout for Mazzotti's or the Jam or Los Bagels, and then on that sign the businesses can put, call this number when you arrive and we'll come out and deliver your food to you.
All right, now that you're bringing that up, now I got to weigh in. We're going to have, I think Rod will have it up on Sunday, all of the businesses, all the restaurants that are advertising with us. You'll be able to go to any of the station websites. Obviously, most of the folks are going to be familiar with KINS one here.
Sure.
And there'll be a restaurant guide or some kind of an icon on the front page. Pop that, and it'll show takeout, drive-through, hours, contact information, websites. And you'll be able to just kind of, I think we're going to group them geographically rather than by type, and just look for the logos of the guys that you know
for.
And love, and it'll all be right there for you.
Yeah. Well, I really encourage people that still have financial resources to do that, to take advantage of that, because those industries really keep us going, at least in Arcata. You know, we have never specialized in big box retail, right? So our restaurant and retail, small local retail industry is what keeps our little city running.
Well, you look around. I mean, a lot of them got shaken out with the marijuana legalization.
Well, yeah.
So it's intriguing to me as I pay attention to some of my other radio buddies, and they're not in the formal status where we are, but they're dealing with, well, West Virginia yesterday, one of my guys, Ben, said, great, and now we get a winter storm. We don't have that as a compounding factor on top of where we are. But they're talking about some really challenging issues that we're not experiencing here. And I'm wondering, you know, we have lamented the fact that we're so much government here. Mm-hmm. Was it 60%?
Yeah.
63%, something like
Between that,
the employment base.
Yeah,
across the board, put them all together. But because of that, that's stable. In something like this, that's stable. So perhaps the impact here won't, not only from the health side of the ledger, but also from the economic side, maybe we'll get a little bit of a break.
I think in terms of Humboldt County's local decision, and I certainly don't want to speak for, you know, our public health department, but I think a couple of things weighed into that. One is obviously seeing the virus move north, obviously really understanding that transmission occurs long prior to detection in every single county across the nation. And then third, Mendocino getting their first case, and how rurally small our healthcare system is.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Diemer from the City of Arcata. Karen, with some of the different challenges that are out there, what, you know, there's the fear and the anxiety of the unknown, the length of this thing also. What is going to be the change for the city? I mean, it kind of sounds like everything's, yes, normal. Yesterday afternoon, Billy was reading the litany of all the businesses that were okay are the business types.
Right.
Finally, I just asked him, so which ones aren't?
Right.
Because it seemed like everybody was, which is cool. Because if that means that a vast majority are there, then the employees will be there. We're just going to have to interact a little bit differently.
In a different way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a normal. And maybe we, Kim Commando this morning said, you know, if you are one who is inclined to do internet, which I would suggest.
Now is the time.
Don't do
internet.
Buy local if you can.
Oh, sure. But you can buy local on the internet now. I mean,
I was thinking of the Amazon, Google stuff. And if you're a little goosey about it, wipe down the box. Okay.
Sure. If that's your concern.
So there are things we just kind of have to breathe and think a little bit.
Right.
And I think it would probably narrow the risk factor significantly.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're dealing with an emotional also. And, you know, during emotion, we don't tend to reflect too terribly long.
Yeah.
are there a
different side of the brain. Yeah. I think for city operations, I think the changes. We have the tech. Fortunately, we have the technology in place, right? We do have internet and email and phone calls and teleconferencing and all of that in place. But we have a large percentage of our customer base that is just used to coming in and handling everything over the counter, whether it's paying their water bill or whether it's bringing, you know, their plan set in, or whether it's reviewing their permit or their development project, or, you know, I mean, there's just
their building and planning or whatever your titles are.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be a little bit more challenging.
It is.
We had one here. It's over now. A gas leak. Mm-hmm. It was under the slab. Been there for like 30 years. We didn't mm-hmm. know where it was. Finally got it figured out. Okay.
That's a good day for you. Get that figured out.
Yeah, we still have to have it turned on. That's a little bit later today. required a plan. And the fellow that did it was talking about, I can't go in. Now I have to go home and do it electronically.
Right.
And immediately I thought, this is the new way it's going to be done in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Once the system converts, mm-hmm. I suspect it's not going to go back. Now, does that mean greater efficiencies? Possibly.
Possibly.
I would love to think that, okay, for the routineness, we process mm-hmm. for consultation, then we have a cubbyhole and we sit down and we talk in that.
Right.
And maybe we get more efficiencies out of this and more service.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to replace all face-to-face. I mean, I think we already realize some things that are very challenging. The Arcata City Council went out, you know, basically on an online platform on Wednesday night, still broadcasted, you know, on Access Humboldt Television and on the internet and on YouTube Live.
Just no cheering crowd?
We actually did open City Hall because in between governor's orders and how he's, you know, releasing things around the Brown Act. So I felt like, actually, it was Wednesday night. I think he came out with, you know, a new augmentation to his executive order that allowed actual public, did not require a public space for the public to be able to come and make comments.
Oh, was that part of the rules that you guys had to
initially, have to the initial executive order. So we set it up where all of the council members were in their respective homes, but that we had, you know, a couple of us staff that were still in City Hall, and then we just did social distancing within City Hall. We only had one person come. We offered online, certainly anything that was emailed ahead of time would be read into the record in full. And it worked. It worked, but you could also see it was hard. It's hard to deliberate amongst a council on an online platform. You know, it's regimented roll call related, you know, meeting.
And the first time you do it,
sure,
it's not going to flow like it would the 100th time.
I mean, right.
You know, that's kind of given in that equation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't feel at this point that it's going to be a massive difference. It'll be different.
I think it's definitely feeling different.
The isolation part is that's
going
to be the challenge, I think, is the mental component to this, as well as some of the other stuff is, okay, if you're not out, if you're not able to go to church, hang out with your buddies, meet at the restaurant for your coffee or your bread, okay, now you're getting into changes that are really, you know, lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
that are really core issues for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
That'll be the change. Does the city, are you concerned about any of that stuff operationally? Or is that just something you know is going to be in the community and you're just going to have to kind of look for different things?
Yeah.
You know, signs of difference.
Sure. What we've seen through the power shutdown periods and what we've seen so far through this coronavirus period is that we do really have a caring community. So neighbors that we're checking on neighbors during power shutdown are checking on those same neighbors, which are elderly, over 65, isolating in their homes and making sure that they've got their medications and their groceries and the things they need. And whether it's just having a quick conversation through the window or at the door, you know, for a few minutes.
Over the fence.
I mean, yeah.
Neighborly stuff.
Right. Is really, really important in this period. And we're seeing, of course, our communities step up in those ways. And we'll just have to monitor over time. I mean, I think we're hoping to see some predictive models of what the real duration of this might be. OES,
you get an idea how long it's going to take?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, predictive models,
Thank you. You lost me at that
Ooh. One. Yeah.
It is Friday. It has been kind of a long week. I try to get out of my bureaucratic speak, but it's hard. But yeah, it would be great. I mean, we've been, you know, promised some models about, you know, how long this will last, but people are really struggling with being able to come up with something, I think, that they feel confident about. You know, even in the governor last night, he said, I'm putting this order in place, and I'm not putting an end date on it because I don't have data right now that can support any confidence.
And that's the goofy part for a lot of us, too.
Yeah.
It's 8:30. Hi, this is Brian Papstein. This afternoon, Humboldt County Health Officer Teresa Fankovic is having a press conference and will be announcing the formalization of our current practices, formerly referenced as shelter in place. What does this mean? How does it impact you? Find out as we will be talking with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel this afternoon. Stay tuned here in the 4 o'clock hour. You'll be able to hear that interview in its entirety, and we'll have it on our website later this afternoon. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Diemer from the City of Arcata. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Karen, a lot of the economic impact that the city has is done through contractors and contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Is this situation throwing a monkey wrench into any of those things, or are those businesses and employers going to be able to continue doing whatever it is that they were doing and continue being paid on as timely a basis as they were getting?
Sure. So that is certainly part of the essential government at this point, is being able to pay our vendors as well, right? So we have just awarded some bids, you know, for some paving projects, some sidewalks, some sewer projects. So, you know, I mean, obviously at this point our finances appear so we can pay all the contracts that we have signed into place. And the projects that we have out to bid at this point, our financial forecasting shows that we'll be able to award those bids. But 2 weeks could look very different to us. The way sales tax works for local governments is that, you know, we really don't see the impacts of that sales tax decrease for at least another quarter or two, right? So the effects of this are going to be felt at the city level in 3 to 6 months.
And you get those from the state on a rebate, I guess, from the state on a quarterly basis or an annual or monthly? I mean, what is that cycle?
They pay quarterly, and they pay off in part receipts received and in part upon estimations from, you know, previous year's quarters. And then they have a true-up period. So it's a...
Sounds like a bookkeeping fun time, huh?
For the state. They've got an interesting way of doing it.
Well, and for you guys to proof it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all part of it. Now, we've heard lodging. The head of Marriott was on one of the shows and said their bookings, or not reservations, but actually people being there, 9%. Oh, that is really, really, really tough.
Yeah.
It must have been the Marriott guy because they were dealing with some of their chain-wide stuff.
Yeah.
How much TOT is there? And obviously, in our area, tourism is a huge impact and a number of employment base in addition to revenue generation.
Mm-hmm.
Are there enough contingency plans? You know, if the REDEC and SBA and the stuff that Greg and the guys are doing isn't enough, can you guys use any of the contingency plans or contingency funds to help out either the micro business or the lodging industry or any of these other areas that are out there? Or are they going to have to go to like those HLA funds and maybe access those things, not for events, but to keep everybody you know, the doors open?
Yeah. What the city is considering right now is to pool any economic resources we have with the regional pot to see if we can stretch them as far as we can go. So whether or not they identify the hotels for Arcata, you know, one of the largest hits economically is going to be, does not appear as though Humboldt State will be doing a walk-in graduation this semester.
right? So graduation weekend, where all of your graduates walk across the stage and they get their diplomas, is a huge economic week for the city.
Well, for the county.
For the entire county. Yeah. But every single hotel room is booked. and so that is a piece in and of itself, just that 1 week period that we're looking at, sort of the financial impacts of that. And are there things that we can do to try to buffer that as we move forward? And I don't know if that's a final decision, but that is certainly the current decision that I'm hearing out of the administration at Humboldt. Just having our students head home for spring break and really not coming back is, you know, the other real large financial hit on the city of Arcata.
What percentage of the student body is out of area?
I think 85% is it? Okay. Not local. Yeah.
So five out of
now,
six are...
in terms of their... where they came as a freshman from, you know, their city of origin, you know, prior to coming to Humboldt State University. A lot of those students become year-round residents at around their, you know, end of their sophomore, junior year. So certainly we have a lot of students that are staying here during this period and doing
it's
online
like
school
half,
in Arcata.
Half of the student body may be out of the county now?
Yeah, I'd say at least half the student body is out of the county.
So it's still a pretty good shiver through the system.
Yeah.
It, you know, we do so many different role-playing, tabletop this, do that, earthquake this, whatever. This one didn't enter into the equation at all.
No, it's funny. You see, I mean, you certainly see references to it in the main overviews, but none of the cities that I've talked to had actual specific plans around pandemics. You know,
Something else that has the same impact.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You used the word surreal earlier today, and I think part of the surreal piece for us in Humboldt around the power shutdowns and around this COVID-19 is that we're not feeling some of the real horrible effects yet locally, right? We're not having the healthcare system overrun.
Yeah, we're still outside looking in through the windows.
Right, similar to the PSPS. We were not experiencing, we had some winds, but we weren't experiencing high winds. We certainly weren't experiencing, fortunately, the fires and the devastation of that. And yet we had this secondary look into that. So they have been, you know, good training runs in that regards. But the worry, the concern, the anxiety that it brings on the community, in this case, about the what if and when positive cases do start to show up in Humboldt, how we continue to manage and shorten that curve, that is exactly why the efforts are being put in place today.
I love, if it was an earthquake, we'd deal with that.
Well, we often wondered when it started to shake a couple days ago.
No.
We wondered.
Yeah. I kind of looked up at the ceiling. We got tongue and groove redwood here from the 50s, so you know, it pops and creaks all the time. Okay, fine. There was one of my little goofy things on the shelf that I use as a weight that rolled
that
off.
Fell.
It's a ball.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're used to that. We know how to deal with that. It's time specific, and you clean up your mess and you move on. This thing... there is no finish line. You know, when do we start to fix up?
Right.
We don't know. And that, I think, is as much of an impact issue as anything is.
Yeah. And I think the hope is that the efforts that we're making now and being able to put into place were things that, say, China didn't have the time to put into place ahead of time as it was growing so rapidly. You know, the decline in cases that we're watching in some of the international cities and the efforts that they've taken to flatten their curve and eliminate transmission were so drastic that I think it has also really encouraged our local leaders to take the larger steps ahead of time, recognizing what steps it took on the back end.
Baby steps instead of huge steps.
Absolutely. Yeah.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop with Karen Deemer. You were about to say that we were an essential service. I had to pull that out of Hansel yesterday afternoon. He's doing the whole litany, and he said media. I said, not media, radio. Yeah, I guess that's in there too. Well, and that's part of it, you know, and I think anybody who's been listening here the last couple of days, we've been doing some, Angie's been doing some stuff with the calming messages and some, okay, guys, this is different. It's not normal.
We're going to be okay, though.
But that doesn't mean we can't just, you know, we don't lose our civilization because of this. We don't lose our humanity because of this. We are dealing with things a little bit differently. And, you know, maybe it's going back to the Golden Rule or the Ten Commandments and paying attention to others. I've written down, I'll let you say it. I've done it each show. I don't know where I came with the phrase, if you can read it. No, just the one on the...
Oh, just the one on the bottom. Yeah,
that's all.
Just being selfless versus selfish. It's simple.
How much toilet paper do you need for the next decade and a half? We saw, Stefan found something on the internet yesterday that people are now wanting to return
their toilet paper.
The toilet paper and the bottled waters to Costco, and Costco is saying no.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so maybe that's a sign that normalcy is kind of starting to return a little bit. Okay, and then the supply chains will backfill and we'll be there. It's like, okay. One of the things with the economics that I'm kind of curious about is plus 6 weeks. Okay, so let's say we're past this thing. Now, does everybody use up the stores that they have just been buying, or does that now become their earthquake supply?
Right.
And we continue and we don't see that lull on the backside. We just see it as normal, as a quick little push, and now we've unintentionally done what we're supposed to do and have 2 or 3 weeks for that earthquake or for the flood or for that next situation where we can't go down to the store.
Well, it would be great to plug that, because I think if the power shutdowns and this COVID-19 have taught us anything, it's that being prepared can just dramatically reduce the worry and the anxiety that individuals feel. Knowing that, okay, I can stay at home for the next month and I am going to be fine. I'm going to be lonely, but at this point we still have internet and phone and neighbors that, you know.
Go to work, do your work, go home.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's.
Right. Although there are a lot of people that aren't going to work. And I think, you know, that's.
And that's,
you
know, that's what we all have to be cognizant of and try to do what we can do.
Right.
Thanks for coming by. The weekend is almost here.
The weekend is almost
here. Hopefully the weekend will be a calm weekend. See everybody tomorrow.